Looking back to last year, I know it was a COVID shortened season. You only got in six games, but 3-3, I think, for you, a turning point. Looking back, that's your most wins for the program since 2014. So that's something you can build on.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of an awkward season, kind of a weird deal, and our schedule changed about three or four times. But yeah. I was proud of the kids, how they handled that, and they just kind of showed up every day and were ready to work. And, you know, we kind of played in some big games for the first time, you know, for any of these kids. So, you know, we ended up playing Elbert kind of for the league championship, and we had a tough one we had to go get at Lions on the road. And so these kids kind of got a little taste of games that mean something, and they responded pretty well to it.
Yeah, is that kind of your message going into this season is, hey, we accomplished some good things. Let's build on that here in 2021?
Yeah, we don't ever want to settle for anything. We want to just keep setting our goals higher and higher. You know, we took kind of a first step. You know, we weathered the storm our first year getting thrown into that, to the Plains League.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a not a great way to try to get something established, but, you know, we played our best football at the end of the year that year. Gave Marino a heck of a run. We beat Akron that year. So we kind of took that as that first step. And then the next year was, you know, compete for a league championship. And I think everybody is kind of set on trying to win a league championship and get to the playoffs.
Do you see more confidence, though, in your team this year? I know, obviously, probably from year one that you were there, and then even to last year to this year, is a little more confidence among your kids in camp?
Yeah, it's a lot more confidence. First off, it's a senior group that was part of that was taking their lumps that first year in the Plains League. So there isn't a lot that they haven't seen as far as, you know, big-time football programs and you know, great quality opponents. And then, you know, the first year is always kind of getting your bearings on what's going on with the new staff. And the second year is you feel a little bit more confident. But as you know, we didn't really have a true summer last year either. So
right.
With this summer, combined with that season last year, I think they know everything. They're familiar with the staff, and they're confident and ready to get going.
And another boost to your program, I think, is your facility. I've seen some pictures online on social media. You got a great new facility there at Byers to show off here in 2021.
Yeah, we're so lucky. Mr. Terrell, our superintendent, and our school board really stepped up for us. We started off last year with the bleachers. So they went in and got a brand new, you know, giant bleacher set up with a press box, and then they really finished it off this year with the turf and the lights. So kids are excited. It's been way easier on them. They're not as scraped and scuffed up as they were on that old stuff. We kind of called it the cheese grater, falling on that thing. So they're doing a lot better. They love it, and I think they're really excited to see that first game under the real lights. We had these portable lights the last couple of years, and they got the job done. But they're a little loud, and they didn't really light up everything as well as these do. So kids were out there; they were testing them last week, and a lot of the kids got out, and they were loving it. So we're excited, and I think it's really something that the community can be proud of.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a graduate of Byers, and there was not a whole lot of dirt or a lot of grass on the field. There was a lot of dirt, left a lot of skin out there. And they went from that to, you know, a lot of years of playing home games in Strasburg and really struggling to get something going. So the board and the administration really stepped up. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I played football, but not on a cheese grater. That's a great nickname. let's talk about some of your kids. Leading off quarterback Dean Kearns, he's back for you. I know he's important. He threw for, 600 yards and five touchdowns in that shortened season. So he's crucial for you and your success this year.
Yeah, he's an all-conference kid for us. Good athlete, you know, multi-sport athlete, good basketball player. really settled in and got a grasp of the system last year. Pretty dangerous with his feet as well, and he's really had a good season and a good year off season in the weight room, and looks really athletic, really strong, really fast, and we just want him to continue, you know, that leadership role and leading the team on the offense. And on defense, we're going to have to ask him to play some defensive back for us too. So he's a big part of our team.
A couple of other kids I want to mention, and if you have more, please jump out there. But Rocco Messer and Braden Thompson, probably seeing time on both sides of the ball in small school football, but they're also key contributors for you.
Yeah, so Rocco, another all-conference player for us, he will kind of step in and take some offensive, like in the fullback, running back. He'll take a lot of that load from last year. We lost a good one with Brody Desfard last year.
Yep.
So he's going to take and fill in there. And you know, he was an all-conference linebacker last year. He's a big kid, big, strong kid. And we, expect him to be a leader on both sides of the ball as well. Braden Thompson. Braden's kind of been AWOL. We haven't seen him. I don't think he's going to play this year. So
okay.
Braden was probably our fastest kid. Probably our most athletic kid, but he ended up in the winter not playing basketball, and he is AWOL. So,
gotcha.
You know, we've all tried to get him to come and be a part of our team, but he doesn't seem like he wants to.
All right, a couple of other youngsters I thought that had good freshman years for you, and they'll be a year older, year stronger. Cesar Meza, and then also Zach Carey, especially on the defensive side, they contributed for you last year.
Yeah, and Caesar's going to have to shoulder some of that load carrying the football too. You know, they're both big kids. They're both kind of physical kids. And they stepped in on the defensive side. You know, Caesar was all over the field, had a ton of tackles. That Lions game we talked about earlier kind of dominated that on defense. Zach was really our most consistent player on defense all year last year at the end as a freshman. He was coming off a little bit of a shoulder injury, so we didn't want to test him too much on both sides of the ball. And he ended up being more involved on offense later in the year and did a great job with us too. So he'll go both ways for us. Big physical, strong kid, really dedicated himself to getting faster and stronger. And we look for him to have a big year this year.
All right. Schedule-wise looking, I know you've got Akron and Day Spring Christian early on, so that'll give you a gauge on where you stand against some of the top programs in the state. But league-wise, I wanted to visit with you because I think of all the eight-man conferences, this one's probably wide open. You guys, Elbert, Front Range, Justice, Lions, South Park, you could probably make a case for any of those teams to jump up. So I think you've got a wide-open league race this year.
Yeah, me too. You know, you never know. You just never know from year to year with this group. I think Lions is going to be really good. You know, they bumped down last year.
Yep.
And they were trying to get their footing, you know, in an eight-man as an eight-man team, but they've got some really nice pieces back. Elbert, you never know with Elbert. Elbert had the best player we saw last year. But they also lost a lot, so you don't know. South Park plays hard. They didn't have a lot of kids. They didn't have a real deep roster, but they came in and played hard. We didn't see Justice, and then Front Range Christian played in the spring, and we know 2 years ago when we played them that they were a lot to handle with their offense. They spread you out and chuck it around, so. You know, you never know. It is wide open. We just want to compete and try to be there and be the last couple games, give ourselves a shot to win the league.
Yeah, is that the next step in your development of that program? Is winning the league title and getting a playoff berth?
Yeah, it's something we've got to do to take the next step. You know, I think traditionally when the Plains League's getting a ton of teams in. You know, they're going to get four teams in at least. You know, you got some Western Slope teams or Western Slope conferences that get those teams in. We can't afford to, you know, not win the league and then hope things go our way and we get in. You know, we have to win the league, take the next step, and get that playoff spot. And hopefully, like you said, we've got a pretty nasty off or non-conference schedule when you toss Callahan in there too. So, because I know they'll have a couple good, really good players back. So, you know, if we can go through and kind of get our bearings in that that non-conference schedule and get a couple of those and get some momentum going through the league season, I think we can put ourselves in a spot where we can get that playoff bid.